On confusion and doubt is the most deprecated and be it pain, deprivation, or poverty. A woman who has definitely received a happiness is in her life. This is no doubt a depiction of his husband. Behind this beautiful drawing, it could be a drug addict who has a mental crisis, but unfortunately,
I was awake till 9 in the morning. Didn't sleep a wink.
We aren't supposed to let our work interfere with our private life. Are we?
No. You know what, Morrell? I thought a lot last night. And I came to the conclusion that we should sit down and have a serious talk. And that you should write Roy all over again.
So, let's say if I didn't have a talk with you and didn't rewrite my novel, wouldn't you publish it?
I advise you against rushing it. Consult with people with different literary leanings.
Are you giving me this advice as the publisher of my novel or as Hamad Yazdanpana, my husband?
Hamad Yazdanpana.
So, if I didn't take your advice and found myself another publisher, would you be upset?
No.
But you paused, you hesitated. Tell me firmly, no.
No.
Doesn't it need editing?
I don't think so. The sentences read fluently and smoothly. Have you applied for a permit yet?
Not yet. I'm looking for a publisher.
Doesn't your husband's family run a publishing house?
They do, but they have a very tight schedule at the moment. They won't be able to print Roya for the next few months.
I don't know of a reputable publisher in Tehran. You can ask Helen and Perry. They're friends with all the top publishers.
I've seen Helen and Pyrie and Sanaz a few times, but I never thought they knew any publishers.
Don't underestimate those two. There's more to them than meets the eye. They don't just sit at home translating. They have excellent public relations. They've helped many people get their books published.
I'm going to call them today.
Listen, those two hold a good story reading circle at Helen's place. They meet once a week. I want you to go there. Don't isolate yourself so much.
Okay, I will.
I'll be waiting for your next book. Sit down and write. Don't waste any time.
Sure, I will write.
Take care of yourself. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Did I wake you?
What time is it?
Half past 11.
Oh, no, it's actually just the right time. I had to wake up. Pari's picking me up at 12.
Where are you eating lunch?
At Helen's.
Can I come too?
Hi there. Hi. Our baby here says she misses her aunt.
Oh, let me hold this beautiful angel. Hey, sweetie. Little horseshoe cheese, she's becoming more and more beautiful by the day. Hey there. Where are you going?
I'll be right back.
Hello, gorgeous.
What's up?
I put her in her arms.
Did you nurse her before you took her upstairs?
She's stuffed. Her eyes were barely
excellent.
Open.
Wait here. Take this.
What's this for?
Go outside, take a walk, do some shopping, and don't worry about Khursheed at all.
Take care of my baby, okay, Mary?
I will, darling. Don't worry about her.
Oh, what if Hamid comes back and ruins our plans?
Don't worry. I've told Hamid to keep him busy.
All right, then.
Take care of yourself.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Hello? Did everything go well?
Perfectly. Khursheed is with Maral now.
And according to your orders, I gave Hamid the company book to look into some payment discrepancies. That should keep him busy for 2 hours, I guess.
2 hours? I told you less than an hour would be enough.
But I don't think half an hour or 45 minutes is long enough to make someone broody enough to wish for a baby.
And I have news for you, darling. Motherly instincts aren't limited at all. Every woman possesses those instincts. And Maral is not an exception. All she has to do to get broody is hold Khursheed for a few minutes.
I didn't know that these past 2 years. You haven't experienced motherhood.
You haven't had a baby, but you identify with the feelings of a mother better than anyone else. I also think that you'd be good at taking care of a baby.
Unfortunately, you lost your mother too soon. But tell me how you got to be like this. How does it feel?
Someone's knocking at the door, Hamid. I'll call you back, okay?
Goodbye.
Sana's coming.
Where on earth are you? Don't you know Helen has a stomach ulcer? She can't wait for you.
I'll be there before you finish eating.
You're nuts, aren't you? Hauling someone else's rugrat around.
Sana, so this is a baby, not a rugrat, and her name is Khursheed.
What was keeping you?
You know I have a stomach ulcer and always have to eat on time, but you still come so late.
Oh, come on. Maral was late and we had to wait for her. It's not the end of the world.
I'm terribly sorry.
You're such a nag.
This can't be Maral's.
She's now
child.
Officially a babysitter.
Shh. The baby is asleep.
Yeah, she's fallen asleep.
Put her in that room and come back. Maral, are you happy with the husband you found?
Very.
She's lying through her teeth.
And why would I do that?
Because you made a stupid mistake and you're stuck with it.
That's so not true. Sanaz is mistaken.
No kidding. Say, do you have anything other than this in your stash?
No, I have to buy some.
Thank you very much. Am I drinking this, or are you two?
Helen and I aren't drinking. We're going to the sauna at 4 o'clock.
Huh. Yes, all mine.
Morale, does Hamed not like the whole story?
No, he isn't opposed to the whole story. He just doesn't like parts of it and wants me to write those parts again.
Did he say no after you didn't agree to rewrite them?
Yeah, that's right.
You mean, if you did rewrite them, he'd say okay?
I think
so. You're completely mistaken. I assure you. Look, guys, I'm sure even if Marl rewrote all those parts, Hamed, being Hamed, would still not agree to publish the book. Why? Because he's opposed to the thought behind the story. Because he doesn't seem to be able to grasp what Roya is trying to say. He seriously can't. You see why now?
In my opinion, Sanaz is right. Hamed has a problem with Roya's theme. Look, your husband can't seem to accept that you've moved from a simple novel like Yidi to a complex novel like Roya. He has a problem with this complexity, if you like.
Exactly.
Quite the contrary. He doesn't think like that at all. He believes that the events in the story unfold illogically and that the characters are unreal.
Oh, give me a break. The story unfolds illogically. The characters are unreal. Hamed is just using that gobbledygook so he can avoid exposing his real thoughts to you.
Where are you going?
Nowhere, damn it. Ice.
Damn it.
Ah.
Look, I haven't told Arian anything about this, so I want you to please keep this to yourself.
Why?
Because I want to keep my private life separate from my work.
Morale, dear. Arian said he really liked Roya. He believes it is very different from your first novel. You've made a lot of progress.
There you go. It's obvious, isn't it? When Dariush Arian likes something, someone as backward as Hamed will no doubt hate it.
Say, Helen, don't you think Eftahari would be a good option for publishing Roya?
But Eftahari is in the U.S. He isn't in Iran.
But it's been 3 months. He must have come back.
I'll go give him a call to see if he's returned or not.
If Eftahari is in Tehran, consider it done. He's going to take you on.
Hello? Is that you? When did you come back? I expected you to call me when you came back.
Hello, sweetie. What's the matter, Angel?
Morale, Eftahari is back. I made an appointment with him for 3:30 today. Can you come? Do you have to be somewhere?
No, I just have to give Horseshit back to her mother. I think she's hungry.
Helen, open that door and let Malus come in. She's driving me crazy.
I caught her pooping in my bed, so she has to be punished.
After what you did to her today, she won't ever do it again. She'll definitely use the toilet. Let's go. Morale, hand the baby in quickly. I can't wait here for too long or I'll get a ticket. It's a one-way street.
I'll be right back.
I am so, so sorry, Morale, dear. I had to go out and buy my university course books, but I didn't know it would take so long. Did she bother you much?
No, not at all. In fact, she was calm and silent. She only cried a bit when she was hungry, but I lulled her back to sleep.
Oh, darling.
Is Hamed back yet?
No. He came home for lunch and left. He said he had a lecture at the university at 6 o'clock, I guess.
Oh, you're right. I completely forgot. Goodbye.
Aren't you coming in?
No, thanks. Bye for now.
Take care.
Was she angry and upset?
Not at all. She looked happy and carefree. I was worried sick before this angel came back.
So you think your plan might have actually worked?
I've never been so certain.
Don't be so sure about it. Now go nurse Horseshoed. She's gone hungry long enough.
Excuse me. Where's Hamed Yazdanpanah giving his lecture?
It's upstairs in the auditorium.
Thanks.
To be more exact, the real fragmentation of Iranian literature began in the year 1990, after the disintegration of the Soviet Union. The fall of the Soviet Union was followed by huge and across-the-board intellectual and ideological changes. At the outset, it kind of bewildered and confused Iranian intellectuals. And later, it forced Iranian intellectuals to review and rethink all their previous assumptions and ideologies. Assumptions and ideologies that they have held for many, many years. And as a result of that great historical incident, not only Iranian Marxists, but also the Writers' Society, were prompted to do a great deal of reflection and revamp the principles of intellectualism. Among the main consequences of that big incident is the move towards individualism and personal thinking. Interest in new literary theories and schools of thought, the review and critique of old literature. Excuse me. The rise in the participation of women in the field of literature and the increasing popularity of fiction over poetry are among the outstanding features of the new era. There's talk of a crisis in literary criticism. Criticism is caught in turmoil and crisis. Theories and schools of thought that evolved in the West over the course of several decades and replaced one another over the years all into the literary discourse in Iran. Of those tangled theories and schools of thought, some are past their expiry dates, and some are still in the laboratory test phase.
Why didn't you tell me you were going to lecture on literary criticism today?
Because you never showed any interest in what I do at the university.
But you're wrong.
Well, if I'm wrong, tell me how many hours I spend teaching at the university every week. What days do I go there, and what do I teach? Come on, tell me. You don't know, do you?
No. I'm very sorry.
Forget about it. By the way, I've heard you were quite the babysitter today.
Yeah, for a couple of hours.
Did you get tired?
No, quite the reverse. I had a really good feeling when I held her in my arms. I just didn't want to put her down. I wanted to look at her all the time.
So are you still going to postpone becoming a mother despite your good feeling?
I think I should sit down and think about it again.
That's great.
I want to treat you to a special dinner tonight.
You silly. It doesn't matter who pays
for it. It does tonight.
How terrible.
Choose something. They have delicious food here.
Well, I don't know which one's most delicious. You choose for me.
All right. We'll be having spaghetti bolognese.
Yes, ma'am.
Go easy on the spicy tomato sauce, though.
Sure.
And fettuccine.
Yes, ma'am. Salad?
Potato salads, one for each.
Anything to drink?
Just water.
Anything else, ma'am?
No, thanks. Read this and tell me if I've been duped.
Angara Publications, Mr. Parviz Eftekhari. This is a fair deal. You haven't been duped.
And I got the first advance in cash.
Congrats.
Now I'm going to ask you for a favor.
Like what?
Look, I know you dislike my new novel. But I think you still love me, despite what happened between us in the past few months. Am I right? Are you tired of me? Why did you pause then?
I was thinking about you.
What about me?
I can't stand to see them take you away from me. You're still good.
Who dared to do something like that?
Those who don't like to see you live a happy life.
You can be sure no one will take me away from you.
I hope so.
So if I'm still good, do me the favor I asked you. Don't say no. Please, oblige.
What do you want from me?
I want you to edit Roya for me. Please don't be quiet. Tell me you'll do it. Sorry I'm late, Miss Falahat. The streets were clogged.
Have a seat, please.
Is Mr. Alavi still in his room? Has he gone to a meeting or something?
Mr. Alavi? He was transferred from here 2 months ago.
So?
Mr. Tavanbakhsh is in charge now. Please take a seat.
My daughter is a voracious reader. She's read Giti, too, and loved it very much.
What about you? Have you read it?
I've put it on my bedside table so I can read it, but I haven't had a chance yet. But I've read Roya.
Did you like it?
You sound ambiguous about your purpose. It's not clear what you're trying to say. You have combined different issues. We're going to let you publish it, though.
Without revisions.
Just a minute. Would you write them down?
Yes.
In order to avoid any misunderstanding, choose another city as Roya's hometown.
Did you take the stairs?
The elevator's broken.
Well, you could have called for me to come down.
I got the permit to print Royer.
You didn't go to see Eftahari, did you?
I did. He wasn't there.
Give me a few minutes. We'll go see him together. I know where to find him. How many pages of your novel did they leave out?
Didn't come to a page. It was minimal. They just asked me to change a few words and sentences here and there.
Do you have any connections in that place?
Maybe.
Morale, did you eat out today?
Nothing.
Are you allergic to anything?
Not that I know of.
We don't have to go now if you need to rest.
No need. I'm fine now.
Are you sure? Mm.
Yeah.
Wash your mouth out.
We have to tell Helen to call Arian and tell him to write a preface to Roya.
What preface?
An introduction that can guarantee high sales outside Iran, too.
Talking after Arian, lie down. I'm not finished with you yet.
Doctor, your kitchen is a real pigsty. It's unacceptable. Spend some of your money and hire a janitor.
Why don't you find me a good janitor? I'll make it worth their while.
Morale. I say bring Morale to work here. That way Sanaz will get rid of her and the doctor will have a good janitor.
Are you kidding? If Afal leaves us, Mom won't last more than 24 hours.
How long are you going to let your mom continue this vegetative life? Let her die and be set free. In my opinion, the way she's living is not living at all. I'd rather die than live like that.
Are you done? Can I wash
yes,
my mouth out?
Rinse with lukewarm water.
Remember, cold isn't good. Helen?
You know what, Helen? If Arian writes a gripping introduction to Roya, it's going to fly off the shelves everywhere.
Wow. Remind me to give Arian a call tonight.
Okay.
Well, well.
I'm sorry.
What's her penalty?
Treat us to lunch.
What are you eating?
Lasagna.
And you know what I'd like to eat.
What are you going to eat?
What's the deal?
The deal is, if you are late even 5 minutes for these meetings, you have to pay a penalty. And if you don't pay the penalty, you can't get in.
And how much do I have to pay now?
Depends on what you're going to eat.
Whatever you're having.
Eat up, 30,000 tomon. You paid your fine. You can come in now.
I don't know how we ended up talking about love. Terry said, the man who'd lived with her before Mel loved her so much that he tried to control her all the time. He'd drag her over the table in the living room all the while saying, I love you, I love you. And he'd still be dragging me around the room. What would you do with this love if you
were me? Hang on a minute. Don't read for a second. Which story is this in the collection?
The 9th.
In my opinion, you should move it to the beginning and make it story number 1.
And then Mel said, for God's sake, don't be so stupid. Oh. This is not
what happened?
Morale!
Oh. I think it's food poisoning.
Wrong.
Are you sure?
I'm pregnant.
Get out of here. You silly. You're kidding, right?
I just picked up the result of my pregnancy test. It was positive.
You fool. Why did you let it happen so soon?
Because I want to have a baby.
You disappoint me. It was too soon.
But it's not. I'm 28 years old.
So what if you're 28? You'll be stuck with that child the rest of your life.
But having a baby's not a problem.
But it is. You idiot, it is. It won't let you do anything with your life.
Raising my child's what life's about.
Your life is all about writing. You idiot. It has to be writing. Raising a child won't let you get on with the writing.
Quite the contrary. A child is going to change the way I think. It'll help me write better and...
No. No kidding. You fool. Helmet has taught you all that nonsense.
I agree with all of it.
Really? You imbecile. You're ruining your own life and career, listening to that stupid backward husband of yours.
You have no right to talk about Hamid like that.
Oh, shut up. That deceitful man's gradually filling up your head with his garbage. You don't seem to realize that.
Hello?
You're on very thin ice now.
Listen, you. You're a writer, for God's sake. You shouldn't have let that backward excuse of a man brainwash you like this. You shouldn't have bought into his poisonous ideas. You shouldn't have even listened to him for a second.
Shut your big mouth.
Very well. I'm going to shut up. I'm going to let you guys talk to this idiot who's sending all of our important plants.
No.
What's the matter with you?
I think it's really good.
It's Orion.
She's back. Why didn't you tell her yourself? Morale, it's Mr. Arian. He's written you an introduction and wants to read it to you on the phone so you can take it down. Talk to him.
Hello?
Are you ready to write?
Hang on. A pen and paper.
They're right there on the table.
Listen, don't tell him anything about the baby.
I'm ready. Go ahead.
Okay, here we go. Take Roya as a serious novel. A young writer, one of the new generation of Iranian writers, offers a transparent depiction of the life of women in contemporary Iranian society.
Don't tell Hamid anything about it yet. Think about it a couple of days.
But he already knows I'm picking up the test results today.
All right, tell him you got there late. They were closed. I don't know, tell him it wasn't ready. Come up with something.
And
you
then
can do
what?
It.
You're going to lose the baby.
I am not going to do that.
We aren't saying you should do it. Just think about it.
Aryan has written a good introduction to your novel.
And with that introduction, you'll definitely shine outside this country.
And when you do, they might invite you over.
But can you go on a foreign trip with a little baby?
She's stupid. She doesn't
Why do
get
you
it.
Think she doesn't, Sanaz? She understands well.
Think for a couple of days, and then make up your mind.
Mm-hmm. You're late.
Where's Kamali?
He's gone home. Was he positive?
What?
The test result.
Oh, that. I didn't get it.
You didn't go there?
Yeah, I did. But it wasn't ready. I have to go again tomorrow.
Okay. Now, help me pack those books up, and then we can go to Kamali's daughter's wedding. Come on.
Kamali's daughter's wedding?
Yeah. You don't have to come.
Where is it now?
Azari T Junction.
You mean you're going all the way there for the wedding?
If you're tired and don't feel like it, don't come. Go home.
I'm not tired. I'd really like to go. It's just too far away.
Well, you don't have to go. But I have to. It's a must.
Hamid.
Mm-hmm.
Did I offend you?
Offend me? Why would I be offended?
I know you well. You were offended.
Not at all.
Okay, now. I'm going with you.
Really?
Yes.
So let's go. Remember to congratulate Layla on my behalf.
Are these books?
Yeah.
Who gives books to a bride on her wedding night? You should give her something like
jewelry and stuff, hmm?
Well, yeah. A ring or necklace or at least a gold coin.
Incidentally, Layla doesn't care about gold and jewelry. She told me she'd love to read Don Quixote and War and Peace, so I bought her the two volumes.
So she's going to read Tolstoy and Cervantes?
Shouldn't she?
She can if she wants, but I don't think she can comprehend what these books have to say.
But Layla's majoring in literature at university.
At Tehran University?
Yeah.
Well done.
Okay, now let's go. Morrell?
Excuse me.
It's okay. I think the lady's supposed to be
through
that door.
You mean men and women are separate from each other?
Well, yeah. What is it? Would you be bored that way?
Well, yeah, because I don't know anyone here.
Well, that's easy. Whenever you're bored, give me a call and we'll go home right then.
Hmm?
But try not to get bored too fast. You need to stay for at least an hour.
Okay.
Go now. The Yazdanpana residence.
I'd like to talk to Morrell.
Hold on. Morrell.
Who is it?
It's Sanaz.
Tell it to hold on.
Hold on a minute, please.
I got it, Hamid. Weren't you supposed to turn in early?
I was, but I had a really bad headache. I couldn't sleep.
Have you run out of pills?
It's been a week.
Want me to buy you some and bring them over?
No need. I've sent Offa to get me some.
Have you two buried the hatchet?
Well, sort of. She promised not to touch my bottles or hide them anywhere. If she does that, I'll leave her alone.
Well, that's good. You shouldn't bother her anymore.
Have you told Homit about it?
About what?
That you are pregnant.
Not yet. But I'm gonna tell him tomorrow night.
You're not gonna do that.
I'll have to tell him eventually.
No, you're never gonna tell him.
How can I not?
Just don't.
Listen, Sanaz. I'm really scared. I can't do it.
Listen, don't make a federal case out of it, Marl. The Dr. Pari knows. He can do it in his office in like 10 minutes. You understand?
But that's a sin, Sanaz.
All right. Okay, I'll take the blame for it. Listen, I'll personally explain to God why you did it, all right?
Sanaz, stop egging me on. You sound like the devil.
Listen, you can think I'm the devil himself this evening, but I'm not going to let you end up carrying a baby around for the next few years, you hear me? I have your interests at heart. Take my advice.
Well, where's the doctor's office anyway?
I'll pick you up tomorrow evening and I'll take you there.
But that's too soon. At least wait till...
It's not too soon. Don't you get it? The longer you wait, the harder it'll be.
Listen, Sanaz, I'm still not...
Oh, cut it out, Marl. You're trying my patience. I'm going to sleep now. Ugh.
Sanaz?
Water. What?
Bego bihudanich foseleye. Bego shepidi koraz bihudanich. Yeah.